What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Phillies Today, a podcast for Sports Radio 94 WIP on our Phillies 24/7 channel. So glad to have you all back after a six-game home win streak? What are we doing? What is this team? We shouldn't be surprised. We shouldn't be surprised to me. I'm going to straight off the bat here. The Phillies are the best team in baseball. Top to bottom. You can talk about the Braves. You can talk about the Dodgers. You can talk about those type of teams. The Phillies are the best team in baseball. Top to bottom. Rotation, lineup, bullpen. Their offense is getting hot. I think it's time for the Phillies to let everybody know why they're the best team in baseball. You know, no Strider for the Braves, unfortunately, anymore. Phillies are the best team in baseball. And look, it was the Rockies, the White Sox, I don't care. Like, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing against bad teams, and the Phillies are showing that right now. So, hey, literally simple show for you today. We'll get into a recap of yesterday's game, the Fanatics' birthday, takeaways from yesterday's game, series takeaways, and then we'll preview the next four-game set against the Cincinnati Reds. So, short recap for yesterday's game, some of the scoring highlights here. Top of the first, didn't look good. Aaron Nola, he likes to give up the home run. He definitely likes to give up the bomb. So, Eloy Jimenez, two-run home run, 2-0 Chicago White Sox very early on, but literally a half inning later, Phils would take the lead. Bryce Harper gives an RBI single. Kyle Schwarber would come around to score 2-1 White Sox at that point. And then JT Realmuto, same inning, strikes out. Harper caught in a rundown, but Trey Turner ends up stealing home, basically a Little League play. I mean, I haven't seen this since Little League. First baseman overthrows the catcher, and Trey Turner would score. Bryce Harper goes to second base. 2-2 tie, and then Brandon Marsh with an RBI single that would bring around Bryce Harper to score, and at that point, it was 3-2 Phils, and let's be honest, that's all they would need. It was all Phils from there, bottom of the fourth, Trey Turner, a nice RBI single, brings around Johan Rojas to score, 4-2 Phils, and then Harper with another RBI has a sac fly, Schwarber scores, 5-2 Phils at that point. And then Alec Bohm with an RBI double. Trey Turner would score 6-2 Phils at this point. Bottom of the sixth, Kyle Schwarber. Dinger. Fly ball to right field just inside the pole into the second deck. It was a monster shot. Bottom of the seventh, Kyle Schwarber. Sack fly. Another RBI for Schwarber. Bryson Stott would score. 8-2 Phils at this point. And then top of the ninth, Junior Marte in to close it out for the Phils. Gets Kevin Pillar to strike out, and that ends the game where the Phils win 8-2. They win, they sweep the series, and a big W for the Phils as they did what they're supposed to do against a bad White Sox, a really bad White Sox team. Like really bad, so they do what they're supposed to do, and they win the series, and that's six straight for the Fightins. As you know, coming off the Pirates series where I felt like I wanted to take three or four, but they did what they were supposed to do. I would have been okay with 5-1 in this six game stretch. But I mean, well, I love the sweep, and I love the back to back sweep. So there you go. So my takeaways from yesterday. Takeaways. I'm being dead serious here when I start with this. I'm being 100% serious. The Phillies, and when they introduced these hats to begin the season, what they're introduced as their batting practice hats, I was like, dude, batting practice, we need to make these the official alternate hats. And I don't think I was the only one that wanted these Fanatic hats with the cream uniforms. And for the Fanatics' birthday, the Phillies did just that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and you maybe didn't catch the game and maybe you didn't catch these hats in spring training, the Phillies have come out this year with blue colored top, logo of the Philly Fanatic instead of the P, and then a red cap. So it's pretty much the cream uniform hats. Just smack dab in the middle is Fanatic's face and not the red P. And I'm so, they look so good. They're so dope. They need to wear these way more often with the cream. With the cream. Not every time, but they need to wear them, like, you know, it should be like in every Sunday home game, Sunday afternoon home game. It should be something like that. Like, that's what it should be. Because when they came out with these hats, I'm like, you're not only using these for batting practice. It's not happening. I'm not letting that happen. So, look, Fanatic's birthday, my first takeaway from this game is that they need to wear these more often, and I was so happy that they were wearing them yesterday. It makes sense. It's Fanatic's birthday. He got ejected for throwing over his mom's head, Phoebe, right? You know, the Fanatic's birthday had all, everybody out there, had Gritty, had his mom, had all the other mascots. Alfred's birthday. You got to wear these hats more often. It needs to happen. I don't think they're going to do it, but it needs to happen. If I was in charge, if I was the head honcho, it would happen. So there you go. Phils need to wear the Fanatic hats more often with the cream. Don't wear them with the pinstripes. Look, it would look dumb. But wear them with the cream makes sense, and they need to do that more often. That's my number one takeaway from this game. Number two, this felt like an important start for Aaron Nola. I don't know if I mentioned this last episode or not, but 2021, especially last year, felt like Aaron Nola would get on a roll, right, for a couple of starts, and it's like, okay, we get the 2022 Nola back, the 2018 Nola, to a certain extent. It felt like you would get that type of Nola in 2023 at certain points, but then he would follow up a couple of good starts with an imploding start or a really bad start, or, you know, maybe him having a couple good innings and then all ends up having a bad inning that, you know, it looks, the stat line, it's six earned runs because of one inning, but it doesn't matter. I mean, a bad outing is a bad outing. I don't really care how it happens. A bad outing is a bad outing. So I felt like for Nola to have, you know, the start that he had yesterday, you know, going eight innings, four hits, two earned, seven strikeouts, just the one walk on 91 pitches, I felt like this was an important start for him. I know it's just the White Sox, but I don't care. I think it's important for Nola, his confidence. You know, he had the bad start to the season, you know, against Atlanta, but ever since then has been great. 1.67 ERA in his last four starts since then, and 27 innings. He's been great. That's what you wanted out of him. This is what you want, a guy that, you know, has looked like an ace for the Phils in the past. This is what you want from him. So I felt like this start for Aaron Nola was important because I think it's good for his confidence, and I think it's good because you don't want to start getting those feelings from last year, right? You don't want him to have a bad start here and then be like, oh, well, maybe this is just the Aaron Nola of old. He has a couple of good starts, and then he has one bad start, and that's not what you want from Nola. That's not what you want from Nola, but I thought this start was really important against a bad White Sox team, but you did what you're supposed to do. So Aaron Nola is my second takeaway here, him having an important start against Chicago, him executing and doing what he's supposed to do. I think it's important for his 2024 season. Last key point here, or takeaway from yesterday's game, big game from the offense once again. They are on a roll right now. We'll get to that more in the series takeaways, but from this game and specifically, big game from the offense, eight runs. You literally got offense pretty much from everybody but Nick Castellanos. Nick Castellanos still I know he had a good game two against the White Sox, but for the most part, he's still been struggling. Don't want to emphasize too much on Castellanos here, but everybody had a hit. Literally everybody had a hit in this game. You know, Schwarbs had the two RBIs. Harp had two RBIs. Turner had the stealing home, had an RBI as well. Alec Bohm, man. Had an RBI, was 3-for-5. So, I mean, everybody, you know, did their part in the offense yesterday, and you love to see that. Not every bit. It doesn't need to be a 3-homer game from Bryce. I feel better about these type of games than I do watching Bryce hit a 3-home run game. Yes, of course we feel great about watching Bryce Harper hit 3 home runs in a game, but I'd rather see the entire offense clicking and them getting hot, because I think that's good signs for the overall offense, you know, going forward. So I felt like, you know, watching the offense do that again yesterday was important. Get 8 runs, getting the offense that they had from everybody, especially Schwarber, who was probably the player of the game offensively. A homer, 2 RBIs, and 3 walks. Schwarber with a big game yesterday. So big game for the offense once again. My series takeaways from yesterday. Back-to-back series sweeps. Kind of already alluded to this in a couple of minutes ago, but back-to-back series sweeps, 6-0 on the homestand this week. Say what you want, that it was the Rockies, it was the White Sox. You did what you were supposed to do against bad teams. You executed. Look, I was going to take 5-1, but 100%, I mean, you know, I wanted the back-to-back sweeps. I wanted the 6-0 during this homestand, and they did just that. So you can say what you want. Phils did what they were supposed to do against bad teams. Sometimes you need that to get your confidence going. There's, you need to sweep the Rockies and the White Sox to remind yourself, like, okay. And it's not like you're just sweeping them and just beating them 1-0. No, your starting pitching is putting up zeros, and your offense is putting up, you know, 6 to 8 runs a game. It's like, okay, we're not just better than these teams, we are much better. Like, these are terrible teams and we are top tier. Like, that's, so I think that's important. It's not just, you know, beating them, but it's how are you beating them? And the Phillies are doing that, you know, handily. There was no problems in this series at all, right? There were really no issues against the White Sox. There were no issues against the Rockies. Yeah, the White Sox had that 5-run inning, you know, when Ricardo Pinto was in, but like, that was it. So back-to-back series sweep, 6-0 in this homestand, important. So that's my first takeaway from the series. And my second takeaway, offense getting hot. 24 runs in the last 3 games, 36 runs in the last 5. 36 in the last 5. So I think overall, again, it's like pretty much everybody except Nick Castellanos. Yes, Castellanos had his good game in game number 2. I mean, that was pretty much his only good game this season so far, it feels like. But, you know, a lot of people have been talking about, well, it's starting pitching's been good and the bullpen's been, you know, good for the most part, but we were kind of complaining about the offense for the first couple of weeks, right? And here we are. Now the offense is getting hot. I truly, truly believe this team is the best team in baseball. And maybe that's not, maybe because there aren't the Dodgers, they aren't the Braves, they aren't, I mean, the Astros have had a bad start to the season, but the Astros, as far as, you know, teams that have been great for the last, like, what, 4 or 5 years, they're not like a you know, the team that people always mention, you know, because the Phils haven't like won the division in a long time, and they haven't, they're not named usually in those upper echelons, even though they've been to the World Series and NLCS in back-to-back years. But I think right now, if the Phils can keep the offense going and the starting pitching, you know, maybe they do take a dip even a little bit. I really do think that this is the best team in baseball, and the offense getting hot right now, you know, having scoring, you know, almost 6 runs a game, or a little more than 6 runs a game in the past 5 games, I think it's important. I think it's important for the team, and it's good to see the offense, you know, getting hot. And again, they did it against teams that they should have done it against. I mean, they even like Garrett Crochet has been good so far. He's been really good, and they put a good number up against him. They put 7 runs on him. They put up 7 runs, so it's not like, you know, you're Mike Soroka hasn't been great, and so you did what you're supposed to do. Did what you're supposed to do, and the offense is getting hot, and I think that's exciting. Johan Rojas specifically also here on the offense, 5-for-8 this series, 5-for-8, and now is average on the season 264. OBP of 328. Competent. Yeah, slugging percentage sucks right now. It's 302. But the average, the on-base percentage, it's like, oh, this guy's a decent hitter. Patience. Patience is paying off. And my gosh, does, you know, it's only been a couple of weeks stretch here. But, like, you know, Topper looks good right now. Topper looks good. The rest of the staff, they look good right now. They look good for, you know, because everyone's been on them. Oh, send Rojas down. What are you doing? Like, well, what is happening? And Topper just kind of been like, okay, you know, well, we're giving them the at-bats, and we've seen good things, and now it's paying off. He's looked better at the plate. He's getting bad on the ball. Is it getting those hard-hit balls, too? So, I mean, Johan Rojas, you know, he didn't play the first game in the series, but the last two games goes 5-for-8 and looked better. And when now he's on the base path, he's stealing bases. I mean, the guy's got speed. Now, I mean, hey. So I'm satisfied with what I've seen from Johan Rojas the last couple of days and honestly the last week or two. So Johan Rojas, you know, big takeaway from me last you know, this series for him, you know, going 5-for-8, and now he has a decent stat line or slash line on the season besides the slugging percentage. But not everyone can be Mark McGwire. Starting pitching was incredible. My last takeaway here, I guess you saved the best for last. I mean, Spencer Turnbull almost had a no-hitter, 6 1/3 innings of no-hit baseball. Spencer Turnbull making a really tough decision for Rob Thompson. What are they going to do with Taiwan? What are they going to do with what's going to happen here? I don't know, but Spencer Turnbull has been unbelievable. Go watch, search Spencer Turnbull on Twitter, and you'll find Pitching Ninja just posting some of his nasty-ish from that start against the White Sox. He's looking real good, man. He's gonna make a real tough decision for Rob Thompson. Zach Wheeler takes a no-hitter into the eighth inning, right? Was it the eighth or the seventh? It was eighth, right? Because Turnbull won the seventh, and Wheeler took it into the eighth. Wheeler was incredible, man. 8 strikeouts and 7 1/3. 1 hit, 2 walks. Wheeler was unbelievable, and Nola was unbelievable as well. Starting pitching has just been unbelievable. They're second in the Major League Baseball in ERA. There's not too much I have to say about the starting pitch because I already talked about them ad nauseum last episode. I mean, they've been unreal. They've been so good for this team. And again, like, I really feel like it's going to be a battle between them and the offense. I mean, the bullpen was ranked number one by MLB.com. Again, do we think I was going to say, oh, well, it's the pitching and it's starting pitching in the lineup that are going to be battling for, like, the biggest strength of this team. I don't know. It's so fun, though. I think that more people need to get on the Phils train now because this team is really good. I mean, this team is, like, almost close to 2011 good. That's how I feel about this team at this moment in time right now. So the starting pitching has just been unbelievable, and they've been big reason why they are 14-8 and second in the NL East. And, you know, Braves are in first, but that could change soon, man. That could change real soon. Game back for the Phils in the National League East. Next series, we got Cincinnati once again. Played them a couple weeks ago, and lost 2 of 3. Harper did have his big 3-homer game, but lost 2 of 3. Reds currently sit at 12-9. It's gonna be a 4-game set, by the way. So Reds currently sit 12-9. They're coming off sweeping the Angels over the weekend. Starting pitching probables for the series tonight at 6:40. It's gonna be Ranger Suarez and Hunter Green. Ranger coming off his shutout. Tomorrow it's going to be another 6:40 start. Andrew Abbott versus Christopher Sanchez. Wednesday at 6:40, Nick Lodolo versus Spencer Turnbull. And then Thursday at 1:10 p.m., day game to round out the series, it will be Graham Ashcraft and Zach Wheeler. So some good starting pitching matchups that I'm looking forward to there. Things I'm watching for this series, I think you want to start off this road trip because you have four against the Reds and you have three against the Padres. And I believe you have three against the, at the Angels. So it's going to be a nice little, 7-10 game road trip before you head back home in early May against the Giants. So I won 3 of 4. I won 3 and 4 from the Reds. Come on. You lost 2 of 3 from the Reds. Let's keep it going. Let's just keep it going. I really do truly believe this is the best team in baseball. I know that's there's some biasness in there because I love the Phils, but I really feel like I feel like there's merit to it. I really do. So get hot now and just keep it rolling. 3 of 4, that's what I want against Cincinnati Reds. Start this road trip off on a high note. Second thing I'm watching for this series, offense is a big deal, big reason why, you know, they've gotten hot recently too. As much as the starting pitching, the offense has been really good. So I'm looking for the offense to keep it going. You don't want them to hit a lull like they did a couple of weeks ago to start the year. I want them to keep it going. And I still am looking for Nick Castellanos to kind of turn it on here. He had the 3 for 4 game, 3 for 3 against the White Sox in the second game, but I'd like more. I'd like even more. So, looking for the offense to keep rolling. You know, Johan Rojas, I'd like to see him keep it rolling. Nick Castellanos, I'd like to see him get it rolling. So, offense to keep it going. Third thing I'm watching for this series, starting pitching continue to roll. All generic things here, but like this is what I'm looking for with this team because they've been so good and they've just been a big reason as to why they've been winning these games. I want to see starting pitching continue to roll. I want to see Ranger keep it going. People are talking about him being a dark horse Cy Young for this year. Keep it going. Ranger Suarez on the hill against Hunter Green, Sanchez, Turnbull, Wheeler for the rest of the series. So I'm looking for these guys just to continue it going. I'm really intrigued about the Spencer Turnbull thing to see how well he can keep pitching. And I mean, man, if he keeps playing pitching the way he's pitching, like you can't substitute him for Taijuan Walker. It just can't happen. Just cannot. So, all right, that's going to do it for me today on Phillies Today. When we return on Thursday, we will, we'll probably talk about we'll see where we're at. You know, after the first three games of the series, usually I'm on for after, three game set, but it'll be a four game set. So we'll preview the fourth game of the series and we'll recap the last three games and we'll get into all that. So stay tuned. Ben Kenny, Justin Morgenstein also have you on the channel. That's going to do it for me, Phillies Today, and I'll talk to you guys in a few days.